This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A declassified version of a U.S. intelligence report expected to be released Thursday finds that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, according to four U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The official said the report, for which the CIA was the main contributor, assessed that the Crown Prince approved and likely ordered the murder of Khashoggi, whose Washington Post columns had criticized the Crown Prince's policies. U.S. President Joe Biden told media he had read the report and expected to speak soon by phone with Saudi Arabian King Salman, the father of the Crown Prince. The king is the country's longtime de facto ruler. The report's release is part of Biden's policy to realign ties with Riyadh after years of giving the Arab ally and major oil producer a pass on its human rights record and its intervention in Yemen's civil war. Australia has become the world's first nation to make digital companies such as Facebook and Google pay domestic news outlets for their content. Parliament approved the law on Thursday. It would allow a government arbitrator to decide the price a digital company should pay news outlets if the two sides fail to reach an agreement. The final legislation includes a set of amendments as part of an agreement reached Tuesday between the Australian government and Facebook. The agreement ended a stalemate that prompted Facebook to block all Australian news content last week, preventing them from being viewed or shared. And U.S. Senate committees will hear testimony Thursday from three more of President Joe Biden's nominees, including his pick for the country's top trade representative. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has revoked a proclamation from his predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the United States. Former President Donald Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden rejected that reasoning, saying the visa ban had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed U.S. businesses. Immigrant advocates had pressed in recent weeks for him to lift the ban, which was set to expire on March 31st. Biden left in place another ban on most foreign temporary workers. U.S. regulators say an analysis of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine shows it offers strong protection against severe COVID-19. An advisory committee will meet Friday to review the vaccine's data and vote to recommend whether the vaccine should be authorized for emergency use in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration will have the final say. Doctors say if authorized by the FDA for emergency use, Johnson & Johnson could start shipping vaccine doses out across the country within a week. Officials in Nigeria say gunmen killed 36 people in two attacks in the northern part of the country on Wednesday, a day after insurgents fired rocket-propelled grenades amid worsening security facing Africa's most populous nation. Armed bandits killed 18 people each in the villages of Kaduna and Katsina State, and several others were injured. The assailants also burned down houses, displacing the villagers. The latest attacks come less than a month after President Muhammadu Buhari replaced his longstanding military chiefs amid worsening violence, with the armed forces fighting to reclaim other northeastern towns overrun by insurgents. Guinea launched an Ebola vaccination drive to halt this month's outbreak of the deadly disease in the West African nation. Health workers began vaccinating people Tuesday. So far, at least five people have died from Ebola. Authorities say the new cases are the first in West Africa since a mass outbreak from 2013 to 2016 that killed more than 11,300 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Guinea's health minister said that with the vaccination program underway, he predicts Guinea will be done with the Ebola resurgence in about 6 weeks. For more on these and other big stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.